Coach P's perspective.
Serve God, work hard, family coaching, play my part. Faith is something that I use every day, game changing moves. Sit back, relax, and listen. Inspiration is my mission. Twitch, got your back, Coach 96, we do the most. PCO be in my brain, CSL is in my veins. Ain't no stopping or no blocking, heaven's where I aim. In order to succeed, we cannot be lazy. Repping Jesus all the time, and yeah, we're going crazy.
Hey there, family and friends. Hey, Coach Chad Parks here with Coach P's Perspective, where we discuss coaching, inspiration, and faith. Today, before we get started, I want to give a real quick shout out to the Lane Frost brand. The Lane Frost brand is family-owned, operated, inspirational, and they are all about character. This is my favorite apparel brand. I only wear Lane Frost brand hats. They have t-shirts, cologne, you name it. Again, this is family-owned and operated. This is right here, small-town America, and it's all representing the late, great, world champion bull rider Lane Frost, who was one of my icons, one of my heroes growing up in the state of Oklahoma. So make sure you check out the Lane Frost brand. You can go to lanefrost.com or jump on all the major social media outlets and take a look. They always post inspiration and they bring light to everything they do. Again, shout out to the Lane Frost brand. Today's podcast episode is called Love in Action. And here's the thing, love is a powerful word, right? Whenever you're born, your parents love you. Your family loves you. You grow up loving your family. Maybe you love a sport. Maybe you love peanut butter, right? So there's all different ways that we use the word love. You fall in love for the first time, or you fall in love and you get married. So there's all these different things. And love is powerful. It's a God-given feeling, and it's an emotion, but it's also an action. So I want to tell you a story about, it was my second year in college, and I really got to understand and experience love in action and all that that comes with. So I had wrestled at Missouri Valley College as a true freshman in college. Liked the school, but I decided to transfer closer to home. So transferred to LeBette College, which was only about an hour and a half from my home. And at that time, they were a wrestling dynasty, almost always the top 10 in the nation. A lot of Oklahoma kids went there. And so I felt very comfortable going. And Coach Thompson, the coach at LeBette, was a legend. Well, about a week or two before school started, I went up to kind of finalize everything and to make sure that I had a dorm, right? And at that time, LeBette, and they actually have brand new dorms, but at that time, they hardly had any dorm rooms at all. And so most of the athletes lived off campus. I didn't know this. So I go there and I'm expecting to get my dorm room. Well, something had happened with the paperwork and I didn't have a dorm. So all of a sudden, I'm this 19-year-old college student who is basically homeless. To say I panicked a little bit is an understatement, but thankfully Coach Thompson's been around the block. He's done this and he says, hey, you know, we'll get it figured out. Well, shortly after that, there was a family in town who had a son. He had graduated. He was off to college. And so they had a room available. And so they said, hey, you can rent this room if you want. So I went in and I rented that room for a semester. I stayed with them every single day. You know, great family. Big supporter of our wrestling program and just the school in general. They just love the school and the town. So it was a good thing. The only problem is I didn't have very much money. In the summertime, I painted and I mowed houses and thankfully, I mowed yards. Thankfully, I'm on a wrestling scholarship. And so, that paid for my schooling part, but I was not expecting to have to live off of campus. I was not expecting to have to pay for, you know, anything because I thought my dorm was covered. Well, I live with these people for a semester. I go home over Christmas break. And while I'm home, one of our family friends calls my dad and he says, hey, we want you guys to come over. No, Chad's back home. Want you guys to come over and have lunch with us. So we decided to go over there and have lunch. Well, what we didn't know is they had one of their relatives in town and they wanted to surprise my dad. So this man's relative's name was Roger. And Roger and my dad had been good friends when they were younger. When they were kids, they grew up together. And I think about third or fourth grade, Roger and his family moved away to a different town. And at that time, we didn't just have cell phones to call everybody. And anyway, they got separated and they hadn't seen each other in years, right? They knew they'd been friends. I'm sure periodically Roger came back to town, but they hadn't seen each other in years and years. Well, Roger just so happens to live in Parsons, Kansas, where LeBette's at. And he saw my name in the newspaper, assumed just looking at the name, and knew that my dad was a wrestler and a wrestling coach. And he assumed that, you know, I was probably Coach Parks' son. Anyway, so contacts his relative and they said, yes, it is. And So we go over to have lunch, and here Roger and my dad, they meet back up and they talk. And it's just like old times, right? They just hit it off again almost immediately. And I got to meet Roger and his family. Wonderful people. The Swearingen family, they're just salt of the earth. Well, as we're getting ready to leave, Roger says, "Hey, where are you staying at?" And so I tell him the whole situation. And he said, "All right, well, here's what I want to do. I want to offer you a room in our home. Won't you come and stay with us?" And so, you know, I'm thinking, okay, well, that's cool. I mean, and I asked him, I said, "Well, how much am I going to owe you per month? What's the rent?" And Roger said, "Rent? Son, there's no rent." He said, "You're going to live there for free. We're going to provide all your meals. We're going to provide a family atmosphere. You know, we just want to help you out and take care of you. Your dad was a good friend of mine. And, you know, we want you to succeed in school. And we want to be there to help you any way we can." My first thought was, this dude must be crazy. All right. Like, he's going to let me live in his house for free. And then my second thought was, that's a risk I'm willing to take. So I ended up moving in with the Swearingen family. I live with them. He wasn't lying. I mean, Kathy, Roger's wife, she made dinner every night. I sat down at the dinner table. And of course, this is wrestling season, so I'm watching what I eat. But she would make sure that she was cooking healthy. They knew that there were times I was cutting weight, and so I had to modify things a little bit. But long story short, I got to have a room to myself. It was free. I got to go in and sit down and have a family dinner every single night. And they would not even let me pay them. You know, I had money saved up for my summer work, right? So from painting houses and cutting grass. What I would do is I would just periodically take like $100 and go set it on the kitchen counter, because if I tried to give it to them, they wouldn't take it. And then eventually after 3 or 4 days, you know, it'd disappear. And I was a 19, 20-year-old who could put away a lot of food, right, when he wasn't cutting weight. So I knew that that was costing them their expenses and me living there, right, keeping the lights on, water, all those type of things. They didn't care. They were willing to incur all that just to help me out. And as kind of a side note or sidebar in the story, they also happened to have a daughter who was a senior in high school. So I'm 19 years old. She's 18 years old. And she was gorgeous. She placed in a bunch of categories in Miss Kansas. So that is a very trusting family. Now, Roger knew that I'm a Christian. They're a Christian family. He trusted me. And, you know, I was not about to break that trust. But as a dad now, I'm like, man, I don't know if I could let her do to my house like that. So they were willing to do it. What is the point of the story beside it just being cool and feel good? Here's the thing. It's love in action. When is the last time that you did something for someone who literally couldn't do anything for you? You know, I was a poor college student. I was struggling, didn't have a lot of money, and they just jumped into action. They saw a need. They didn't hesitate. They just did what they felt like was the right thing to do. And I was blessed because of it. And I'll tell you what. So I ended up living with them that semester, and then again the next year before I graduated and transferred to another school. And, you know, they would come to my home wrestling meets. Like, having a second family there, that's an opportunity that a lot of college students don't get. And I know that sometimes people want to have the college experience and they go out and party and those things. And if you know me or my background, I'd already done some of that stuff fairly early, and that was out of my system. I wasn't living like that. I was trying to live for Jesus the best that I could. And I was really focused on becoming a great athlete and a great student. And their support allowed me to do those things. And even today, my heart is overwhelmed. There's no way I could ever pay them back. And that's the point. When's the last time you did something for someone who couldn't pay you back without any expectations? Not only is that showing love, like, that is love in action right there. You know, there's a scripture that says, "Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, some have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it." And that's from Hebrews. Now, I'm no angel, right? But I think the thing is, whenever you open up your heart, whenever you open up your life, whenever you open up your home to other people, when you help other people generously without expecting something in return, man, there's a blessing that comes with that. You bless their life and they bless yours. Hopefully it is a two-way street that goes back and forth. You know, another scripture real quick says, "A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." And that's from John. We need to be known by our love. We need to be known by not only what we say, and words are powerful. I've talked about that before, but we need to be known by our actionable love. You know, so one of the things that I challenge you to do, and one of the things that this challenges me to do, is to try to follow the Swearingen example. You know, Roger, Kathy, Lee, I want to make sure that I'm following the example that they set for me, that I'm willing to get uncomfortable. I'm willing to be inconvenienced to go out and to show love and care and passion to somebody else. And I don't know what that looks like in your world. And right now, you know, we're in this COVID-19 shelter at home situation. And there are a lot of people out there that need love. There are a lot of people that are just in need, period. And it doesn't have to be anything big. A phone call, a text message, running and dropping some food off on their porch, you know, whatever it is. When you get to know people or people you already know, you probably know the situations where they're in need. Or you can find out by jumping on a phone call and talking to them for a little bit. You don't even have to even come right out and ask. Okay, those things come up in conversation. Caring about people, loving people, and then doing something literally to help them. The world is full of opportunities. I mean, it's always full of opportunities to do this, right? But right now, especially, as we have not even social distancing, but physical distancing, there are a lot of people who are stuck at home, isolated, and that's not how humans are meant to be. And so they need somebody to reach out and to love them. But even whenever we are outside of this craziness that's going on, as humans, we need somebody to love us and to show some extra care. One of the reasons why I became a coach is because I saw my dad do that. I can't tell you how many of our athletes, when I was growing up, would come and have dinner with us. You know, they had a home life where maybe there was a single mom, but she was working. And so all they were eating was what, you know, microwave meals or what they could make for themselves at home. And my dad would invite them over and they would have dinner with us. I can't tell you how many people that my dad bought tennis shoes for. Didn't ever publicize it, just behind the scenes. He saw a kid that needed some shoes or saw a kid that needed a coat. And he just went and bought it for him. That's love in action. Those are all things that we can do. Sometimes it's literally giving gifts, something that someone needs. Sometimes it's just a word of encouragement, all right? And then other times it is opening up your house and taking somebody in and helping them that way. There are so many needs out there. So if God puts it on your heart to help somebody in whatever way, financially, through friendship, through motivation or inspiration, I mean, heck, maybe you just send them this message. Maybe you jump on YouTube and find a motivational message. The right word at the right time can change somebody's life. The right action at the right time can show somebody the love of God and that you really care and that God really cares about them. So that's our goal. You know, for me, I never forgot what the Swear Engine, I'll never forget what the Swear Engine did for me. That's part of their legacy. That's something that I put in my book, Game Changing Moves. It's something I'm recording right here in the podcast. And I want their family members in the future, you know, Lee's kids to know. Here's what grandma and grandpa are like, right? Here's what they did. They were willing to do this because they love God. They love people. They love, you know, they love helping out and doing the right thing when the right thing is needed. That is just such a terrific challenge for all of us. That is love in action. Okay, so as I get ready to close out here, a couple questions for you. When's the last time you've done something for someone who can't repay you? What can you do today to show an act of truly selfless love? And what does love in action look like to you? Write it out and then act on it at least one time a day. You know, as a coach and a teacher, I have opportunity to do this in ample amounts. Now, right now, I'm not with my students and my athletes, but just going by and saying a word of encouragement, pulling an athlete or a student aside and having a talk with them when you can tell that they're struggling or someone has told you they're struggling. All those things matter. All those things help. Right there in your own home, giving a word of encouragement to your children or to your spouse. Those things matter. And as I'm talking on this, I'm challenged to go and do those things right here in my own home as well as for other people. So I hope that this challenges you to be a better version of you, to be, if you're a Christ follower, to be more Christ-like. And if you're not, know that loving people is always the right thing to do. And doing it through some way that is actionable is always the right thing to do as well. All right? So be like the Swear Engine, be like Roger and Kathy, and get out there and love on somebody and do it in a way that can impact their life. It's so crazy. We never know, like, whether it's a big action or little, how much it's going to impact someone's life. Because that person, they may tell you right then, or they may come back and tell you 10 years from now, what you did changed everything for me. What you did changed my situation. I was going deeper and deeper. I was falling off the edge. I was falling off the cliff, whatever. I was at the bottom and you brought me back up and started me on a good journey. Or I was just in a moment of despair in your words, or the money that you gave me, or the meal that you brought me, the caring actions that you showed, they changed everything that day. And now I'm able to pay it forward to somebody else. So that's our goal right there. And you pay it forward to somebody else, it influences them, they do the same thing. And then there's a whole lot of good going on in your local community. There's a whole lot of good going on statewide and national community and worldwide, because, man, the impact spreads. Negative spreads, but I promise you, light spreads even faster. And that's one of our jobs. All right. Love you guys. Thanks so much for taking the time to listen. This has been Coach P's Perspective. If you would, if you enjoyed the episode, share it with somebody else. You know, take just a second and look under the podcast episode. I have some links there. Give us a 5-star review. Write a review about what it's meant to you. And then periodically from time to time, I'm going to jump on and share some of those reviews. My job or my goal with this is, to be light, to spread love, to be able to give actionable steps for people and inspire people to get out there and be more, do more, and care more. All right. Love you guys. God bless.
Podcast complete, now me working overtime. I'm just a vessel for the spirit. When it's in me, then I shine. If the clay gets broken, he makes some whole new pottery. Repent for your sins, tell Satan to stay up off of me. With a new step, CSL rep.